I think it was good. You know, really to see some different stuff for us, different pressures, different coverages, different fronts, different guys, different personnel. And I thought it was good competitive culture, nature, vibe, whatever you want to call it. I thought it was good. I thought the guys handled it well. I think it was something that I think we got a lot out of. And I thought it went well the past 2 days.
You'd like to see this become a tradition, maybe not with the Bucks, but
right. Maybe
where you guys are doing this.
You know, I personally don't really care. I could care less. If we joint practice every other week, I'd be fine with that. Or if we never did it again, I'd be fine with that. You know, I think we have the kind of people and guys in the locker room that, Gus talks about competing anywhere, anytime. And we have the kind of people that do that, whether it's against each other or against somebody else, whether it's here or it's at their place. We're going to go and give everything we got and have a lot of fun doing it.
Frustrating comfort level with the offensive line right now?
I feel good with it. You know, obviously there's still some things being worked out, but I think it's giving guys a chance to play. You know, Chris Reed got a chance to play the whole game last week, and I thought, did a great job. You know, Tyler Shadley got a chance to play a bunch. A bunch of guys are getting opportunities, and I think that's really cool. And it's only going to make everybody better and more competitive.
How do you balance? You know, some guys need days off, but you don't have your best receivers in there a lot all the time. Maybe then how do you balance the frustration with that and knowing that that's got to happen for
You kind of it can, if you let it eat at you, nothing good comes out of getting frustrated over it, right? You know, A-Rob's a guy that as much as you would love to have him out here practicing today, you want him on Sundays. And that's, what everybody understands in the goal. And, Gus does a good job of portraying how important practice is, and we get that. But there's also times where it's good to take care of the team and take care of, individuals and their body. And it's a challenge, and it's an opportunity for other guys to step up and go make some plays.
So you just accept the fact that you may not have all your guys until the opener.
Right. And that's part of it. Guys are kind of subbing in and out, and, everybody knows, what the ultimate goal is and, what we planning on doing. And if you need, a little more time to be ready on September 11th, then that's okay. Just make sure you're ready by 9/11.
Blake, you talked a little bit about the transformation that's taking place on defense and what you've noticed from it this whole training camp.
I think the biggest thing is the speed. I think they've gotten tremendously faster. I think, really from top to bottom, everybody really flies around. And it looks like, they're having a lot of fun doing it. We got a chance to watch some of what they did yesterday and probably get a chance to watch, what they did today once we go start watching film. But it looks like they're flying around, having a lot of fun and making plays. It's definitely, an improvement. And, as a team, we try and get better each and every year. And they've definitely proven they've done that. Yeah, I think Marquise has been awesome. I think he's shown, that when he's healthy, he's got an unbelievable ability to make plays. Now it's just trying to keep him healthy, and that's really kind of back to him taking care of his body and doing all that. And he's a professional and understands that, and knows what to do in order to stay on the field, and he's kind of done that and been able to do it and looked really good.
Hey Blake, have you had a chance to meet Scott Frost from UCF yet, and what are your thoughts on what's going on over there?
I met him a couple times. So we met him down there, and then he came up here for his little coaches tour thing. But seems awesome. He's a guy that played. He's been at Oregon. He's been around some successful football. And I think he's kind of brought, a new life and a new culture into UCF. And, I think it's got some of those guys excited. So, I think, maybe it'll take a little time, but I'm excited to see, what happens in Orlando and, what he's able to do with the new coaching staff and kind of the new philosophies that he's instilled. I don't care. Play as long as they tell me to. I think kind of the same thing. In a preseason game, it's, call it a dress rehearsal, call it whatever you want, but you want to, no stupid stuff happens. You want to be sharp, kind of like we talked about last week, being sharp in and out of the huddle with formations and shifts, nobody running the wrong route or, making stupid decisions from a quarterback position. I think, and having a good tempo, I think would probably be kind of the same things carried over.